Public radio brings people together in all kinds of ways. On July 9th, let's get together for a night of live music. NPR's Tiny Desk Contest on the Road Tour is bringing 2026 contest winner Cure for Paranoia to Warsaw in Brooklyn. It's a chance for you to experience the energy of the Tiny Desk in person. Join WSHU and fellow public radio listeners for an evening of music and discovery. July 9th at Warsaw in Brooklyn. Tickets and details at WSHU.org.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, a look at a Hartford celebration from today. Five Long Island school districts hold budget revotes, plus the Gilgo Beach serial killer has been sentenced. A look back at the case that spanned over a decade. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut's Commission on Women, Children, Seniors, Equity, and Opportunity held its Juneteenth celebration at the state capitol in Hartford today. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The celebration, titled Black Futures Beyond America 250, honored the historic contributions, resilience, and future possibilities of Black communities in Connecticut in the wake of the current anti-diversity policies of the Trump administration. Melvitt Hill is the commission's executive director.
You cannot celebrate 250 years of this republic and American democracy without centering the communities who fought hardest and waited longest to be included in it.
Hill says for the Black community, Juneteenth is not just a celebration of freedom.
It is a testament to the resilience of a people who held onto their own humanity, even when the nation refused to see them and honor them.
Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Five Long Island school districts held budget revotes this week after their first proposals failed last month. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has the results.
All five school districts passed budgets on this second vote. That's Locust Valley, South Country, Bayport Blue Point, Three Village, and Islip. In the successful budgets, all five districts lowered their proposed tax increases, but some of them made even more cuts. South Country will lay off around 100 staffers, get rid of junior varsity sports, and cut some of its advanced placement courses. Three Village also made staffing cuts and reduced spending on field trips and capital projects. Voters in the Three Village district shot down a provision on last month's ballot that would have created a new tax to raise money for the Long Island Museum. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The state of Connecticut has officially settled with Eversource and UI over their accusations against former regulatory chair Marissa Gillette. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more.
The state's top energy companies went after PURA and Gillette when the regulator turned down their requests for rate hikes. They said Gillette was abusing her power, acting unilaterally in rulings with no input from other commissioners. All parties came to an agreement in May, and a judge has now approved the settlement. As part of the settlement, PURA acknowledged many of the allegations against Gillette and the regulatory body. After Gillette stepped down, Governor Ned Lamont reshuffled the commission. More recently, Eversource has asked for another rate hike, and Lamont has proposed tougher oversight over energy companies. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
The Gilgo Beach serial killer case is a story that gripped the nation for more than a decade. Rex Huerman will now serve life in prison for the string of murders. More on that is coming up.
What does the American flag mean in 2026? WSHU reporter Molly Ingram moderates a special event called Join the Conversation, inspired by Fairfield University Art Museum's exhibit, For Which It Stands. Free speech scholar Nadine Strossen and political scientist Aaron Weinstein will explore the First Amendment, the American flag, and the ideas that continue to shape our democracy. Monday, June 29th at 7 p.m. at Fairfield University. Tickets and more information at WSHU.org.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance came to Long Island this week to support Republican candidates for office. He urged voters in Congressional District 3 in northern Nassau County to vote for Mike LePetri, who has to win next week's primary next if he hopes to unseat Democratic incumbent Tom Suozzi. And Vance endorsed Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman for governor of New York. More than 30 residents spoke at a meeting on Tweed New Haven Airport this week, many opposed to plans for an expansion. Residents say they're worried about the noise, air pollution, and other issues. The Tweed expansion is planned to be done by 2029. A mobile museum of American history is coming to Ronkonkoma tomorrow and Saturday. The exhibits on wheels feature interactive tech and hands-on experiences about Paul Revere and other key players in the Revolutionary War. For more info, visit freedom250.org. Town officials in Greenwich have voted to reject erecting a statue of former President George H.W. Bush in town. WSHU's Shelley Hassman Kadish reports officials objected to the proposed location of the figure.
The proposal failed to get support from members of the representative town meeting, who postponed the item indefinitely. According to Hearst Connecticut Media, a longtime town resident offered a $100,000 donation to raise the statue, but only if it's placed in a particular location. Officials questioned whether the proposed site off of the town's main business district was appropriate. Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo says he plans to resubmit the proposal, locating the statue in front or in back of Town Hall. Bush grew up and attended school in Greenwich. He moved away after World War II. Shelley Hassman Kadish, WSHU News.
A Suffolk County judge sentenced Rex Huerman to life behind bars, marking the end of the criminal case against the so-called Long Island serial killer. At his sentencing hearing, Huerman came face-to-face with the families of his victims. The children, parents, and siblings left behind offered the most intimate portraits yet on who these women were and how deeply their loss is felt. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Suffolk County Supreme Court Judge Timothy Mazzi ripped into Huerman right before he handed down his sentence, the maximum allowed under state law, 3 consecutive life terms without the possibility of parole, plus 4 consecutive terms of 25 years to life.
I assume that you're sorry for what you've done to your wife and children. Are you a little bit sorry for what you did to these poor innocent women? 8 women that you strangled to death, at least 8 that we know of? Are you at least a little bit sorry for that?
Huerman said very little, and then it was over.
Get him out of here.
For 2 hours before that outburst from the overflowing courtroom, the family members of his victims delivered impact statements. Some were tearful and shaky, others resolute. Some called the sentence just, while others said justice could never be adequately served. Men and women, some of whom were just toddlers when their mothers disappeared, talked about how the murders shaped who they became or didn't become. Nicolette Brainerd Barnes was 7 when her mom, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, went missing. Since then, she says she's developed paranoia, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
My life has been immeasurably altered by the loss of my mother. There is no part of it untouched by her absence. Her death did not create a single moment of grief. It created a lifetime of them. My life is largely defined by the countless ways it could have been different if she were still here. I often think about the person I might have been if I had the chance to grow up with my mother. That question has no answer, and that is part of the injustice that I live with every day.
Nicolette spoke directly to Huerman at the close of her statement.
You make me sick and I don't forgive you.
Liliana Waterman was 4 years old when the remains of her mother, Megan Waterman, were discovered 15 years ago near Gilgo Beach. She says Huerman stole a lifetime of memories that she never got to make.
He took away birthdays, holidays, conversations, hugs, advice, and every future moment a mother and daughter should have shared.
Several family members who spoke made clear that their loved one was more than a headline or a statistic, and said the title sex worker painted an incomplete picture. Elizabeth Maserve is Megan Waterman's aunt.
Megan was a mother, a daughter, niece, sister, and a vibrant young woman who dreamed of building a wonderful life for herself and her daughter.
Masserv says her niece's case could have been solved much earlier if not for well-documented corruption within the Suffolk County Police Department around the time of Megan's disappearance, which led to prison sentences for the former police chief and district attorney. And she expressed dismay about lucrative deals for Huerman's ex-wife and daughter to make a docuseries.
This is the kind of world we're living in. A demon tortures and kills our loved ones, and his family gets filthy rich off his crimes.
District Attorney Ray Tierney did not address Masserv's concerns at a news conference after the sentencing. He did say his greatest wish now is for the families to heal and live the lives they deserve. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online, with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. You asked and we answered. WSHU has a brand new merch shop for you to check out. Visit WSHU.org, click shop at the top to check out tees, tanks, mugs, and more. All proceeds go right back to supporting the news you trust and music you love. I'm Sabrina Garon. Thanks for being with me today. No show tomorrow. I'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great long weekend.